Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I've got another guest I'm having on for the second time. His name is Kellen Flukinger, and Kellen is an awesome dude. I mean, I got a chance to sit down with him numerous times at conferences. The last conference we were at, Kellen, you were playing piano with Robert Merlin Davis, and the two of you sitting at that piano just blew me away. You guys were incredible. That was a lot of fun.
It was indeed. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I knew you were a musician, but I mean, he works for like Jazz Magazine or something like that. And I mean, the two of you were just like, you guys were playing off each other. It was just one of the most incredible, you know, piano duets I've heard. And just made me love you more. That was all I'm going to say. Now, if you guys want to learn more about Kellen, go back and listen to episode 97, and you'll learn more about his backstory. We're not going to get into that today. I want to just kind of dig right in and talk about what he's doing now. And like I said, I mean, I get to speak at conferences with him, and he's an awesome guy. I like to think of you as a cross between a teddy bear and a drill sergeant. I mean, does that sound kind of right? Is it pretty close?
Yeah, it could be either one. That's right. And either one can be randomly changed without notice.
Yeah. I mean, you're intense, but you're just this loving guy, you know, and you're so sweet all the time. So it's like, it's a little bit of both. But anyways, you've got something that you've been working on, and I know you've written a couple of books, and you're working on a new one, and the new one's called The Results Equation. So, and it really boils down to helping people figure out how to get the results that they need in their business. We all want that. You know, that's something that I think everybody needs, everybody wants. But let me ask you this first. When you bring somebody in and you're starting to work with them, what are the questions that you ask these people? What are the ways that you bring them in, and how do you kind of help them to focus before we get into quote unquote the three M's?
Well, it's easy for us to dream, you know, daydream, wish I'd like to have this, I'd like to have that, whether it's relationships, money, big business, so much money, big house, whatever. And the intake process for the results equation process workshops is to really get specific. So one thing that's really different is do what by when. So if someone says, I want more money, then I'll say, okay, how much? And where is it going to come from? And when would you like to have that? So that when we get done talking, I can say, okay, you want $20,000 unencumbered in your bank account by Halloween. Okay, now I understand specifically a quantifiable result, where it came from, your business, unencumbered, meaning you don't owe it to somebody, but we got a date. So that's one of the first things we do, is get really specific about what you want. And the next thing we do is I go kind of deep on in the second question, which is, okay, what are you actually willing to do to accomplish that? And as you know, people will often say, oh, I'll do anything. I'll do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that's not true. You know, the first thing, well, okay, well, here's five things to start with. And then, you know, the excuses come. But here's the real deal. You, me, we're all busy. And I don't think anybody that we deal with has a lot of what I call ceiling time, which is where you're sitting in a chair, staring at the ceiling, doing nothing. So if you don't have any ceiling time, and you're going to create something that you don't have now, we have to get to, what are you willing to trade from your life, schedule, activities now to create the hours you need for this new result? and we get into some, you know, explicit trades. What are you actually willing to do to create this new thing that you don't have now? That exercise is something people don't do very often. They just kind of assume they're going to squeeze it in, fit it in, or it will take care of itself, and it never does. And that really is the reason why we fail so much and so often with what we say we're going to do.
Right.
So what do you want specifically, and what are you willing to do to get it as measured by the hours you're willing to create and what you're willing to stop doing or change in order to create that time to build the results you're looking for?
Yeah, and one of the things I find with business people is there's a big difference between busy and productive. And, you know, and then you bring up another thing. There's busy, productive, and there's that me time. It's the time to sit down and really kind of think forward, to examine, to look at things. I mean, you know, do you find that people don't spend enough time looking at all three of those things? Because, I mean, we all get busy. We can constantly pick up the phone. We go on Facebook. You know, we can be productive. We can be working on projects and things like that. But, you know, how do people find the time to create that me time?
One of the things is really important in sort of creating a future that is magnetic and powerful that draws you forward is you have to take some time to do it. So you have to be truthful and thorough and, you know, detailed. So if you say, so the answer is yes, we don't spend enough time doing something mindfully and meaningfully, creating, if you call me time, you know, what do I really want to have the rest of this year, or would I like next year to bring, in even, you know, quarterly, 6 month, 1 year time frame, we think out there eventually someday I'd like to, and those are really time wasters, because that won't happen unless we do some of the other work. So taking time to work, you know, we say on the business instead of in the business, to be creative. And this applies not only to business, but your life. If your life is busy and you're overwhelmed and you're miserable, okay, then let's stop everything, turn it all off for a minute. And what do you want to have? And exactly what does that look like in the same process? What are you going to do different so we can get there? And so that creative time is essential.
Absolutely. And, you know, mine is golfing. I mean, I love going golfing. I call them 4-hour nature meetings, F-O-R-E. I've actually been chastised by people when I put it in blogs and things. It's like, you spelled the four wrong, dude. And it's like, no, I didn't. F-O-R-E, four, you know, because I don't golf enough to be a great golfer and I may hit you. You know, so you got to make that time and really, you know, take the time to relax yourself, to think about things, to get away, to have conversations, to just change your environment. I mean, I think all of those things are incredibly important. You know, for some people, it's, you know, get out of the office and go to a Starbucks. You know, whatever it is, just get yourself into a different position. Now, in the results equation, all right, you have three M's. And these three M's are mindset, mechanics, and mayhem. So let's start with the mindset, because that's a you know, typical coaching thing. Everybody in coaching talks about mindset. But let's talk about your way of dealing with mindset in the case of the results equation.
Well, the first part of the results equation is the term UP. And all of them are little acronyms. And UP is understand the present. And it's simple to say, but you'd be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't, about how hard it is for people to simply tell the truth. And the truth about where you are. So if we're talking about a specific goal that we talked about, I want to be here, have this, you know, do that, whatever it is, you know, where are you today? And I can't, it makes it funny. Every time I ask that question, not every time, but most times I ask that question, somebody says, well, I'm ready to, and they wear out the word gonna. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And when after they get done with this spiel, it's like, okay, that's great. Where are you today?
Right.
and learning to tell the truth. Well, of that 20,000, I have 2 cents and I have no free time and I'm not sure at all what I'm doing. I'm throwing things at the wall, you know, to have that honest conversation, not in a negative way, like derogatory, beat yourself up, but just, let's just tell the truth. And the joke or the story I use all the time is if I'm in Miami and I'm pretending I'm in Denver and I want to go to New York, I'm going to drown somewhere out in the Bermuda Triangle. And if you're not honest about where you're starting, you'll never get to where you're going. So that honesty is the first piece of mindset. And the second question is, okay, good. How did you get here? And again, it's not about, well, I made all these mistakes. It's just about, what are the series of choices and behaviors and actions that got you here? And after that, the next piece is, okay, good. Why don't I already have this goal, or why am I not moving in that direction or moving fast enough? And again, clear and honest answers will help you identify the things that you could change, improve, delete, add to get moving toward that goal. So there are more, but those three questions, okay, where am I? How did I get here? Why am I not moving toward this goal is the starting place to sort of create the path, because then you figure out where you are and what's in the way. The second piece of mindset, as the second term of the equation, is ME, M-E, and it stands for mental earthquake. And I use that imagery on purpose because if what we were doing right now was satisfactory and working, then we wouldn't be yearning for some goal out there and feeling frustrated that we can't get it. So the earthquake analogy is like, you know, we got to shake some stuff up here to get moving. And what we often do, and I know you see this too, is people look for the earthquake or the strength or the power outside of themselves. They go look in a new program, they go want to buy another BSO, another course, they want to go to a seminar, they want to go somewhere to find somebody else that's going to give them some answer that they can simply pour on today's schedule and create a new result. And of course, that's never going to happen. And so in the mental earthquake module, there's a series of processes that we go through to create two outcomes. Outcome number one is realize that the power to do this is inside of you mm-hmm. already. And what you have to do is learn to make it rumble on command. And so the rumble, of course, goes back to the earthquake. So the power is in you and make it rumble on command are the two pieces of the mental earthquake module. And of course, there's a whole framework underneath it about how to do it, which talks about the habits that we have, the language that we use, the choices that we make, the trades that we could make to create, a powerful, different kind of motivation to start doing things. So those two are the first pieces, and they really deal with our mindset about learning to be truthful where we are and how to access the power that's in you to, you know, rumble on command, which means I can get back together when I need to. So that's the first two pieces that deal with mindset in a short answer.
Okay, and it's a very good short answer. And this is one of the reasons why I'm such a believer in coaching is, number one, you can't see the forest for the trees. You're so busy working in your business, you don't understand what the heck's happening. And number two, you need an outside perspective to say, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? And a lot of times people say, well, yeah, I thought about it, but, you know, this is what's stopping me. And it's like, you go, no, you can't let that get in the way. The bottom line is what's stopping you is you. You know, it's not outside influences. It's your decisions that you're making. So I love it. I mean, I love what you're saying, and it really makes a lot of sense.
Let me just give you one more little thing. When people ask about coaching, one of the things I say is I sell BPS. And they say, what is that, GPS? No, BPS, Blind Spot Protection Service. And it's just a way of describing, you know, I'm looking in places you can't see. And so part of what it is blind spot protection service.
I love
that. That's one of the ways I describe it.
That's awesome, dude. I love that. So the next one that you get into is the mechanics. So the mindset part is usually the hardest. The mechanics part is now starting to implement everything and create some systems. So talk about your mechanics side of things.
So the kind of transition term, there's five terms in the results equation. Up and me are totally mindset. There's one in the middle that's a little bit mindset and a little bit mechanics, and that's CF, which stands for create the future. And create the future is an invitation and a process. Some people call it visioning, and you heard of vision boards and goal setting and all that sort of thing. And it's all of those. But there's, again, my way, a particular way to do it. So you end up with a future that it is a future vision that is so powerful that it perpetually fires your drive to take action. And so creating that vision, and there's several steps to go through, but a vision of the future that's fueled by specifics, that's fueled by the reason you want to do that, you know, your why and the specifics and the feelings. And so we get into details and create a real vision of that to continually fire your drive, especially when you are discouraged and all of those things happen. That happened to all of us, since that always happens. So that's the create the future piece. It's kind of the transition. Mm-hmm. The fourth one is called CP, which stands for courageous planning. Now, everybody knows how to plan. Everybody's seen a project plan and a Gantt chart, or some people simply use a to-do list and all of those kinds of things. And again, I've taken that apart, and this has come from my decades as a consultant and a person that was called to different places in the world to do like really hard things where billions of dollars were floating around. So there's a difference between, you know, some kind of a plan or goal and what I call a courageous plan. But it starts with a simple set of two questions, which is do what by when. So do what is a very specific articulation, and by when is the date. Do what by when. And so starting from that framework, we then take it apart to all of the things that have to happen. So one of my favorites with someone that's trying to build a business is, okay, I call them yellow button days. So when is your yellow button day? And what is the yellow button day? Well, it's the day somebody can find your yellow button online, press buy it now, and give you cash. Okay, so when is your, if they're making some kind of a product or something, what is your yellow button day? And so we pick a day, sometime in the future, 30, 60, 90 days. It depends on the product and where are they and everything else. But we pick the yellow button day because that is a clear embodiment of do what by when. Somebody can give me cash on this date. Okay, cool. So then what has to happen so they can give you cash? Well, I have to have a product done. I have to have a place to put it. I have to have a way for them to find me. And so you start listing all of the things, and there's no particular order to start with. There's no particular, you just start listing all the things that have to happen in order for somebody out there to find you online, press the yellow button, and give you money. And then when that list is, you know, as complete as you can do, and this is iterative because you're, you know, unless you've done it a bunch before, you're going to miss some things. So you have a big long list. Some of them are critical path, meaning like earning a college degree. You got to do class A before B, before C. Okay, some of them have to be lined out one after the other. Some of them can be done at the same time. So after you've kind of worked out all the things that have to be done, and you have to decide who's doing it. Is this a solo job? Am I doing everything? So you put a name by everyone. Am I going to farm this out? I'm going to get this done on Upwork. I'm stumbling over my words. Or do I have a team already? And who's going to do it? And then the third column is, okay, does it cost some money? Do I have to invest something to complete this step? And the fourth column is, okay, how long do I think this is going to take? And when we're shooting in the dark, sometimes that's a wild guess. You can always inform it by talking to others that are doing the same kinds of things. Or if you have experience, you can do it yourself. So right now I'm in the middle of two albums of music that I'm creating, supporting my sixth book, which was last November. And I'm committed in one of the groups that I'm running to have five more songs done by September 15th, which is about 5 weeks from now. So in order to do that, I went and created this courageous plan. I call this a step map. I created the step map. What's all the steps? Who's going to do them? Well, in this case, it's all me, so I didn't need to put that column in. And none of it's going to cost any extra money because I already own the gear. So the time estimate I'm pretty good at because I've done lots of this before. So then I have all the time estimates down of what it's going to take. And then here is the key piece. Because setting goals and guessing how long they take and getting all the steps, even if you have to do three or four lists, you know, we've all done that. Here's the real key. Okay, then I'm going to take this list, and it turns out I needed 200 hours to finish these five songs when I set this goal three or four weeks ago. I had to find 200 hours between that day and September 15th. So then I have to go to my calendar, and I have to find 200 hours between that day and September 15th. And this is where your trades come in. Okay, I either have to not sleep or I have to, you know, put some things in here and not do some other things. And so the question is simple. Am I willing to create those hours? And so you put them in. I happen to use 2-hour blocks, but there's lots of ways to schedule it. So I put in 100 2-hour blocks in different places along there and see if it makes sense. And then I step back and I look at that calendar and say, given my coaching clients and given the places I have to go speak and given, you know, going to church on Sunday and everything else that I'm doing, am I willing to live that life? Am I actually willing to do that? And if it like feels overwhelming, then I say, no, I'm not. Or if you do it a week or two and you're like totally off schedule, you do it again. And becoming honest about whether or not you're willing to live that life is a real key. So you can tell whether or not you're going to meet these, you know, meet these objectives, and then you can move them around and so forth. But the real key is to get them all squared away in terms of your blocks and then put it on your calendar to see if you're willing to live like that, creating that time. So that's the courageous planning part, is an innovative way of creating what I call a step map and calendaring the hours you think it's going to take you. The last step in it is called a relentless execution. RE is the term. And the relentless execution has two parts. One is ready, fire, steer. And the second is execute, evaluate, adjust. Ready, fire, steer is a mindset thing, because there's lots of people that deal with this perfection thing. It's got to be just right before I start, and I'm afraid it'll fail. And so they don't. I went to, during my years as an executive, I went to lots of high-powered management training where you went and lived somewhere for a month and did all that kind of stuff. And of all of that stuff I went to, the one thing I came away with that has stuck with me forever is that phrase, ready, fire, steer. And so I have a picture of a guy, you know, fires it and he's riding the bullet with a steering wheel in his hand, right? Ready, fire, steer. And things change, like in your marketing, things change fast enough, and demographics and market preferences and algorithms and whatever, you have to be ready and willing to steer. So ready, fire, steer is one of the principles that we have a framework around. And the other is execute, evaluate, adjust, which I use formulas all the way through this because of the equation. So that's E squared A. Execute, evaluate, adjust, which is a process to learn to do something, figure out if it did what you meant or not. What adjustments do you make? Is it an execution adjustment? You need to go back and tweak something in the plan. And so you iteratively go through the courageous plan and the relentless execution modules in order to get to your goal. And that's kind of the results equation in a nutshell. One of the things that happens is when you do the courageous plan, if you find that you have to, you know, get no sleep between now and your goal in order to make it work with the hours you figured out, then you have a couple choices. Move the goal, or hire some more help, or scale down the project. But doing it in this specific way gives you a way to make real decisions, so we don't get caught up in the loop of making promises we never keep. And then that creates the feeling of failure and despair and I can't do this and all the crap that comes with that.
And that's a lot, dude. It's a lot. It's a lot to think about. So the last M is Mayhem, who is my favorite character from any commercial that I've ever seen. And he's from Allstate and he shows up and does amazing things. So what does Mayhem mean to you?
Well, Mayhem, we give it a name. We call it incidental mayhem. And incidental mayhem may be anything but incidental. It can be anything from, you know, the jet engine falling from the sky and landing on your house to, you know, you have a plumbing leak to Aunt Mary came over and wrecked your morning to, you know, the kid got sick. Whatever it is, it's the stuff that shows up in your life that derails everything you plan to do. So there's a whole process that we teach about how to deal with incidental mayhem, because it's going to happen. And one of the things in the Courageous Plan module is there's one thing that's absolutely certain about every plan, and it's whatever you plan, it's wrong. And so starting from that place and understanding that, and then figuring out how to deal with this incidental mayhem, and I'm not talking details here, but there's a bunch of strategies about how to do it, how to get back on track, how to fix your head if it was an emotional thing, get back in the game, and so forth. So mayhem is that unknown element that shows up sometimes every day, sometimes all over the place for a month, whatever it is, so that it doesn't destroy your ability to execute and keep moving forward in the goal, toward the goal that you have, that you've committed yourself to. So that's what mayhem is. It's an acknowledgement of sort of life as it happens on all of us, big things and small things, how it affects our goals, our and our motivation, and how to deal with it so that we can stay connected and stay moving.
Yeah, so it really sounds like understanding that, you know, no matter how well you plan, whatever you do, you still have to remain flexible, open-minded, and you have to think about, you know, zigging and zagging. I mean, you might have to change things as time goes on because stuff happens, right?
Yeah, and I always say not even might. I mean, in order to get what I call real, I mean, the whole thing is based on reality and truth, so you will have to expect it. It's going to happen, maybe every day, maybe every week. So what is your plan to do about it when it happens so that it doesn't, like, you know, rip you up and you sit down and cry for a month?
Yep, totally makes sense. So, Kellen, as usual, man, very motivational, great stuff. I'm so impressed with the kind of things that you're doing and the way you've laid things out and the way you've systematized things. That's one of my favorite things, is that you've got a system. I know people are going to want to wrap their arms around this a little bit more, and you've got something that's going to help them do it. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I can. I referred to the results equation, which is a book that I'm writing, but it's also a series of workshops that I have been running this year. I'm running my eighth one this year right now. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about that and actually get a free copy of the introductory piece of the results equation and an explanation of how it works, there's an ebook that you can get at resultsequationintensive.com. That's results, plural. So resultsequationintensive.com. And there's a download there for you that you can see and understand, and goes in detail. It talks about those terms that I outlined and gave some more detail, and how you can actually start to learn to use the results equation to create a difference in your life today.
Outstanding, man. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I know my audience is going to appreciate it. If people want to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Well, the resultsequationintensive.com, there's two ways. One, you can opt in there, and then there's a place to register for a webinar, which is also free, where I will talk more about it and go in detail. So there's that way to just go through that two-step process. I'm also really active on Facebook. And so my Facebook profile is just my name. And Kellen Flukiger, and there's not a boatload of us, there's two. And the other one is my son. And he's not 60, he's 35. So you can probably tell the difference. He has more tattoos than I do, mm-hmm. like all over the place. I only have one. And the other way is my email, which you're free to reach out to me on, is also Coach Kellen Flukiger. And you'll have to look in the liner notes to figure out how to spell it. Coach Kellen Flukiger @gmail.com.
Okay, for those people that are not going to actually go to the website, spell out your full name for me, please.
Okay, Coach, Coach, Kellen, Kellan, Flukiger is F like Frank, Luckiger, coachkellenflukiger@gmail.com.
Thanks, man, because it's a lot of people just listen to this on iTunes and never actually make it to the website. So, but if you want to get Kellen's free thing, you have to go to the website because that's where the link is, or you can write down whatever's there. So anyways, dude, once again, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I love spending time with you. You know, you're an awesome musician, awesome friend. And, you know, even though you're not originally Canadian, is that correct? Are you from?
I'm born in San Francisco. I'm in the land, from the land of the fruits and nuts.
Right, exactly. So, you know, the bottom line is you're bringing Canadian bacon, but you like the real stuff. And you brought some sizzling hot bacon tonight. So I so appreciate that, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time and jumping on and sharing all your expertise with my peeps. I'm sure they've got a lot out of this. I did. And man, I just cannot thank you enough for being here.
Happy to do it, Brian. Thank you for having me on, and love to love chatting with you and anyone else that finds this valuable.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.